Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, yesterday on the show, we were talking about how to start your pension. Today, we want to learn how to manage it. Rafe Benson from MoneyCube is back with me in studio today. So, who are we talking about today? Is this the kind of 40-year-old?
I guess so, Andrea. It's people in their 40s and 50s, so you're kind of well underway in your career. Hopefully you've started a pension, so, or if you didn't, you need to tune into yesterday's podcast. And hopefully if you make some good decisions around now, you won't wind up like Bon Jovi and the guys working on into retirement.
Yeah, okay. So how much involvement do we need to have with your current pension plan, if you have one? Like, how frequently should you check in on that?
Yeah, there's a healthy balance to be had, right? So you don't want to be checking in on this stuff every time you hear something on the news and kind of making a bunch of changes to it or worrying about it excessively. But you do want to pay enough attention to it so that you're keeping an eye on it, and probably the person that you're paying to keep an eye on it knows you're keeping an eye on it too, you know? So I would say that's kind of minimum once per year. Everybody's kind of... Everybody's situation is changing over time, you know, and just checking in on it, seeing where the value is, your own finances might be changing, and what levers you can pull to optimize that money for yourself.
So if you have what we'll say in kind of, you know, a mid-tier risk level, or perhaps you have it in the higher tier risk level up to your 40s, like, is this the point at which you might be deciding, I want to reduce the level of risk it's exposed to?
Certainly some people do that. The way I'd look at it is, you know, this money is longer term than you would expect. So, you know, if you're in your 40s and you're listening to this, this is money you might be spending in 2075, which is a long way away, and the world's going to look very different then, you know. So I would say at that stage, you should still be very firmly risk on. And without being complacent about it, you know, your risk of your pension being reducing in value to a pricing change in markets in your 40s is a lot lower than the risk that you don't benefit from the inevitable uplift when it comes over the years and decades that follow.
So it's not just the kind of statement that you get in the post from the pension fund once a year to say, this is how much your pension has generated this year. We need to be actively making at least one phone call.
I think that's right. I think that statement should be the starting point of a conversation and an assessment of where is it at? Is it good enough? Mm. Are you paying too much? Are you appropriately invested? Could you afford to put more in? You know, we're coming up to tax return time. A lot of people will be adding in a lump sum and claiming back tax they paid last year if they had a good year of trading, or if they got a bonus and that kind of thing. So, yeah, the point is, it's your money. Nobody cares more about it than you do. So I'd say when that statement
lands, should mind it a bit more.
Ask a few questions and don't be afraid to.
And what are we asking? Are we asking about the other funds that are out there? Can we move to them? Are we looking what are we actually asking?
Yeah, pensions have moved on in the last 10 years or so, right? So rates have dropped in terms of the cost of doing this stuff. There are a wider range of investment opportunities out there. And as a country, we've got richer, and there's a wider financial context to your life beyond your pension. So yes, it's taking that statement and using it as the starting point for a conversation with an advisor about how you can be getting the best out of that. And that, like you say, it might be involve changing funds, it might be adjusting amounts, it might be diversifying more, it might be taking profits. You know, gold has been a cracker of an investment the last 12 months. Will that continue? It might be time to dial that down. Yeah. These kinds of things.
I know, maybe if your work circumstances have changed since you started your pension, if you're maybe more money coming in through into the account every month, maybe you've now got to work, you know, a pension through your work, through your employer. So are you now looking at private something additional, or the AVCs or something extra to accompany that?
Exactly, yeah. So if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 40s, you can put up to 25% of your income into a pension and claim back tax on that, subject to certain limits. So, you know, it's running that calc and seeing how much how much cash there is to spare within that, because you still have to have the cash to put in, obviously. But also, by that stage, most of us have had a few jobs in our career, you know, so you've probably got 2, 3, 4 pensions from old jobs. And, you know, there's questions to be discussed. Do you want to line them up alongside? Do you want to consolidate? Should you make changes there as well? And it's making sure those things don't get left behind while you're building the current pension.
54-year-old listener Rafe is wondering, is it too late for the pension? I've invested in property. I look at that as my pension pot.
I'd say to someone like that, they're just leaving a bit of value on the table if they're not using a pension structure for investments, whether it's property or otherwise. You know, the government really want us to put money into pensions, and the tax system reflects that. So it's more about getting the best out of all of them. It sounds like that person has definitely rolled their sleeves up and got involved with their money, and that's the most important thing. It's just a question of whether you can optimise it further by getting tax advantages.
On pensions and investment and their management, listener here is wondering, is gold a good investment at the moment given the current geopolitical issues affecting the stock market?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's very topical. Gold has had a huge run over the last 12 months and more. It seems difficult to believe that, you know, having run up quite so quickly, it could do the same amount of growth again. It actually had its biggest fall in 5 years on Tuesday and fell further on Wednesday. So, you know, I'd say gold is not, it's seen as a safe haven asset. But the way to think about gold in your portfolio is as a counterpoint to some of the other risk-on investments. If you had all of your pension in gold, for example, you'd have an extremely risky pension. So it's there as if you think of, you know, like a dumbbell, it's like kind of at the other end of the scale, and it balances out the weight of other risk-on investments.
A public sector listener wondering, do they too need to inquire on an annual basis, or will it just be looked after for them? They say that it's not like they can pay anything extra into their pension.
Well, that's true, isn't it? So the public sector is looked after in a very different way than people in the private sector. Pretty much the only place you can still get a defined benefit in retirement. But they have special considerations too, you know. So like a lot of people with private pensions are funding with a view to eventual an inheritance of the value of that pension, because it's a pot of money that is theirs. Whereas in public sector, typically your pension will die when you do. So, you know, there are a lot of inequalities with the pension world, and it's not all good news for public sector people, and that's something the pension system is going to have to think about over the years ahead.
Just on that, stay-at-home parents, listener wondering, what will we do with regards to a pension?
Yeah, not exactly a blow for feminism here. Like in other countries, in the UK, for example, you know, a partner can fund for the other person's pension, say if they're on mat leave or whatever. In Ireland, none of that is reflected in the tax system. So I don't have any good answers for that in a way. Yeah. You know, like pensions are good because you save income tax on the money going in. If you're not paying income tax, you know, it's looking at how can you as a family unit best save and on tax and build wealth, but that may, you know, and what's mine is yours and all that kind of thing, but it may not lead to inequalities and whose money the name is in.
Well, as Rafe mentioned, if you want to listen back to starting your pension, that podcast is on the News Talk and the Go Loud app. You can listen to that. Tomorrow we're going to focus on the drawdown, aren't we, like what to do if you're approaching retirement age.
That's right. Yeah, it's all coming into land tomorrow.
Yeah, good stuff. Rafe Benson, Money Cube, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.